We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David Ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're in Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Previous Mishnah discussed the case where he had one man, and that man was uncertain which of two sisters he was Mekadesh. Our Mishnah is going to discuss where there are two men. Each one was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, but they don't know which one is which one was Mekadesh who. So it says the Mishnah like this. Shnaim Shekitshu Shtei Achayos. You have two men, and they're not related to one another. Ze eno yodea ezo kidesh, veze eno yodea ezo kidesh. If you look at the picture, so we have a case of Shimon and Yitzchak. So, and then you see in the picture, so it's possible now those little dots are the Kesef Kiddushin. It's possible the Yitzchak was Mekadesh Leah and Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel. Leah and Rachel are sisters. Yitzchak and Shimon are not brothers. They're not related at all. But it's also possible, we're not sure, maybe it was Yitzchak, as you see in the lower picture. Maybe Yitzchak was Mekadesh Rachel, and it was Shimon was Mekadesh Leah. This is what we're uncertain of. So the Mishnah says, what should we do? Zeh no sein shnei gittin, v'zeh no sein shnei gittin. Each man has to give two gittin, each one to each woman. Neither man can marry either of these women, because he may end up marrying his wife's sister. That's supposed to really could be. For example, if Shimron really was Mekadesh Leah and not Rachel, and he ends up, marrying Rachel, so Leah's his wife, and he ends up marrying, can't live with Rachel, that's Achos Ishto. So that's a problem. So that's why each one gives two gittin. They divorce both women to free them to marry anybody else. Now, what's the story if they pass away? No gerushin took place. Again, two unrelated men were Mekadesh, these two sisters. We're not sure who's Mekadesh whom. So Mesu, they both die without children. Lazeach v'lazeach. And each one has only one brother. So as you see in the picture, let's say Yitzchak has only Yehuda, and Shimon has Shmuel. Keep the letters the same, the Yuds and the Yuds, and the Shins and the Shins. So Yehuda is Yitzchak's brother. Yaakov's not in the picture. There's no Shalom in the picture, just one brother. So Yitzchak passes away and Shimon passes away, and now Yehuda and Shmuel potentially have a din of Yibum, because the wives are here waiting, Rachel and I waiting for Yibum. The only problem is, we don't know who Yehuda is supposed to be Miyabim and who Shmuel is supposed to be Miyabim. So the Mishnah here says, Zecholetz Lishtehen, one brother does chalitza to both of the women, to both Rachel and Leah, and the other is Zecholetz Lishtehen, and each one. So if you have, so in our case, each one is taken care with chalitza, since we can't perform yibum. Why? Each brother can't perform yibum because he doesn't know which woman is bound to him for yibum and which is bound to the other person. And of course, that would be that person would be forbidden. So, for example, take the cake of Yitzchak. So Yitzchak's brother Yehuda, Yitzchak passed away. So now Yehuda, potentially you're going to say you're going to perform Yibum on Leah or Rachel? No, you see, Yitzchak can't marry either Rachel or Leah, since either one of them may have not been Mikudeshes to Yitzchak, Yehuda's brother, but rather to Shimon, who's a complete stranger, and therefore she has a Zika with Shmuel. So Yehuda can't marry Leah, let's say, for example, with Yibum, because maybe really it was Shimon who was married to Leah, and Shmuel has a Zika on Leah. And since she has a Zika, this Yibum bond with Shimon's brother with Shmuel, of course, Yehuda would not be able to marry her. And therefore, she can't marry, can't marry anybody else. Certainly can't marry Yehuda if she's supposed to be marrying Shmuel. Not only that, but the same thing true. Shmuel can't be miyabem any one of the widows, either Rachel or Leah, because whichever one that he marries may have actually been mikudeshes, not to his brother Shimon, but rather to Yitzchak, that other person. And that would be a problem, because then the Zika on that woman, whoever it is that he decided to do Yibum with, Rachel or Leah, the Zika was really to Yehuda, Yitzchak's brother, and clearly, and not to Shmuel. So Shmuel, therefore, can't be miyabem either one of them. Why is it though, let's say one of the brothers gives chalitza to both widows, We should have the other one to perform Yibim. So let's say Shmuel, Shimon's brother. Shimon passed away, and Yitzchak passed away, but Shmuel's going to give chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. So why can't Yehuda be miyabim one of the women if both women already have chalitza? So the answer is no. Yehuda cannot perform Yibim with either one of them because he might be marrying the sister of his Zakuka, the Acho Zakuka, so, because he ends up, let's say, marrying Rachel. It could be that really the one who was Zakuka to him was Leah, and by marrying Rachel, he's marrying the sister of the one who's Zakuka, which is an Issa Drabana, to marry Acho Zakuka, so, to marry the sister of the woman who is really bound to you in Yibam, and Leah's really bound to him in Yibam, and not Rachel, since we don't know. Okay, so now, another variation. Lazeh achad, lazeh shnayim. One man has one brother, and the other one has two brothers. So here, ha-yachid choleitz l'shteyem, you can have, so let's say in our case, let's say here, Shimon has two brothers, has Shmuel and Shalom, and therefore Shimon passes away, there are two brothers now, potentially to perform Yibum. And Yitzchak only has one brother, has Yehuda. So Yitzchak passes away. The only one who potentially can perform Yibam Chalitza is Yehuda. So the Mishnah says this is what we could do. Hayachid cholek l'shteyen. Let Yehuda, that single lone brother, do Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah, as in the previous case. But now, the Hashnaim, now the two brothers of the other person, Shalom and Shmuel, this is what we can do. Echad cholek v'echad miyabim. One can give Chalitza to one of the sisters, and the other one could perform Yibam with the other sister. The woman that the second brother is performing Yibam with, so let's say after Shmuel gives Chalitza to, let's say, Rachel, now Shalom can marry Leah. Why is that so? So again, the woman that the second brother is now going to perform Yibam with, Shalom is going to perform Yibam, let's say, with Rachel, is certainly permitted to him. Why? Either she really is the right woman to perform Yibam. She is his brother's widow. So let's assume Shalom is going to marry, perform Yibam with Rachel now. So it's possible that Rachel really was Shimon's wife to begin with, and Shalom is performing Yibam properly. So that's a possibility. And therefore, or, and if you'll say, no, really she, Rachel, was Yitzchak's widow, was Yitzchak's almana, was Yitzchak's wife originally. So it's not a problem. It's not big. Why? Because after all, but he's allowed to perform, there's no Yibam going on, but if she was the widow of Yitzchak, in which case she receives Chalitza from his brother, so if she already received Chalitza from the right person, which was Yehuda, so then she's permitted to marry anybody else. So that's why if the lone brother, if this person Yehuda gives Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah, so then Shimon's first brother gives Chalitza to one of them, and then his second brother Shalom, that was Shmuel who gave Chalitza. Then Shalom comes along, he's allowed to marry Leah. It's no problem of marrying Leah, let's say, gave Chalitza to Rachel. So then, if Chalitza was given by Shmuel, was given to Rachel, so then Shalom can marry Leah, or vice versa. There's no problem marrying Leah, bang the other sister, and there's no issue of Achos Zekukaso. Why is it not Achos Zekukaso? Since the Zika was removed. How? The Zika was removed when Chalitza was given by Shmuel. One of the brothers already removed that Zika. So therefore, she is free, Shalom is free to marry either one of them. And there's no problem of the wife being the sister of a chalutza. We have, achos chalutza. So, why? Because he didn't give, he wasn't the one who gave chalutza. The first brother was the one who gave the chalutza. So this is not an issue either. Meaning, if in the case Shmuel, let's say Shmuel gave chalitza to Rachel, well, he wouldn't be able to marry Leah because Leah would be achos chalutza. So that's also a din drabanan, because of achos grusha, so, which is also, which is like achos ishto. So that's not a problem either, because Leah's not Shmuel's achos chalutza, so because Shmuel wasn't the one. Leah is not Shalom's achos chalutza, so because it was Shmuel who gave the chalitza, and therefore Shalom is allowed to marry the sister of the chalutza because he wasn't the one who gave the chalitza anyway. And then the Mishnah again goes on to the next case. What about the following? This is where two brothers of the second person didn't ask any Shiloh. So here the Mishnah says, Kadmu v'kansu. Let's say if after that one brother, Yehuda, performed chalitza with both Rachel and Leah, what happened? The two other brothers, Shmuel and Shalom, went ahead and they married one of the sisters without even asking the rabbis. Ein motzin miyadam. We don't take them away. Why don't we take them away? So the answer is, the idea is that we don't force them to divorce, because once each one has married a sister, neither man is married to a woman that's forbidden to him. Why? It's possible that the first one to perform Yibam really married his brother's widow. So again, Shmuel and Shalom marries. Let's say Shmuel marries Rachel and Shalom marries Leah. So it's possible that Shmuel, by marrying Rachel, it married the real woman. That was Yibam. That was Shimon's wife to begin with. And if he didn't, then the second one married her, and there's no problem with the Yibam has been severed. We had this in the previous Mishnah. It's possible that the first brother, who performed Yibam, this is our case, Shmuel marries Rachel, so maybe he violated the Issur D'Rabbanan of marrying his Yevama sister. It's possible that this was not the right woman. Nonetheless, he can stay married to her anyway. Because if the woman with whom he performed Yibam is really the Yevama, right? If Shmuel was marrying Rachel, she was really the Yevama because she had been Shimon's wife. So then everything's fine. And even if she's not Yevama, he's no longer violating an Issur D'Rabbanan because his brother ended the Yibam, Shalom ended the Yibam, by what? By forming Yibam with the real Yevama, which was with Leah. So therefore Shmuel can stay married to Rachel and Shalom can stay married to Leah. So that's we had in this previous mission, and the same thing would be true in this case. But now we move to the following case. Let's say Lazeh Shnayim v'Lazeh Shnayim. Both brothers had two brothers themselves. So Shimon has Shmuel and Shalom, as you see in the picture, and Yitzchak had Yehuda and Yaakov as brothers. So what do we do in such a case? Achiv shel zeh choletz la'achas, then one brother performs chalitza with one sister. And that means, let's say Yehuda performs chalitza, let's say, with Leah, and Shmuel v'achiv shel zeh choletz la'achas as well. And Shmuel performs chalitza with the other sister, with Rachel. So again, Yehuda will perform chalitza with Leah, and Shmuel will perform chalitza with Rachel, knowing that it's possible that this was not their brother's wife that they performed chalitza with. But it doesn't matter, right? Because what's happening now? There are two possible scenarios we could have. Either they gave chalitza to the right Yevama, to their brother's widow, or they gave chalitza to the wrong widow. If each one gave chalitza to the right Yevama, then that's fine. Each one of these men becomes forbidden to both women. Why? One, because she's his chalitza, okay, right? That's obvious. And the other, because she's the sister of his chalitza. Had they given chalitza to the wrong woman, and then that woman is really the Yevama of the other set of brothers who allowed to perform Yibam with her. So, and that's why the Mishnah follows with the following. Achiv shel zeh miyabim chalutzaso shel zeh, the brother of the first person who performed chalitza. So let's say Yehuda performed chalitza, we said, with Leah. So Yaakov now should perform, achiv shel zeh miyabim chalutzaso shel zeh, should now perform Yibam with the chalutza of the other man. He, Yaakov, should now be miyabim the chalutza of Shmuel. So Shmuel was Miyabim. Shmuel was Miyabim Rachel. So now Yehuda will perform Yibum with Rachel, with the Chalutza of Shmuel. The Achiv Shelzeh, Miyabim Chalutza of Shelzeh. And have Shalom be Miyabim Leah, who was the Chalutza of Yehuda. And that each man performing Yibum, now, in this case, which is Shalom and Yaakov, so each man performing Yibum is either marrying his deceased brother's true widow. It's possible that Shalom, by marrying Leah, is really marrying Leah, was really Shimon's wife the whole time, and he's performing the proper Yibum. The same thing, Yaakov marrying Rachel. It's possible that Yaakov is really marrying Yitzchak's wife the whole time, and that's the real Yibum. So that's possible. Or he's marrying the other man's widow, but either way, that other man's widow was already freed by Chalitza and is now permitted to remarry. So either way, he's permitted to marry her. It's only the brother who didn't perform Chalitza who is allowed to marry the other Chalitza. The brother who did the Chalitza can't, because she may be Achos Chalitza So, which we said is prohibited. If two brothers came, went in without going to the chacham, without going to the rabbis, and performed chalitza with both sisters, so then, and these are two brothers of the same man. So let's say Yehuda and Yaakov. So what they do, they came without asking the rabbis, they performed chalitza to both Leah and Rachel. Lo yabnu hashnaim, the two brothers of the other man, cannot perform Yibum. I mean, Shmuel and Shalom cannot perform Yibum, since one of them would be marrying the sister of his Zekuka, Achos Zekuka, so the woman bound for him for Yibum. When the two brothers of the first man, of Yitzchak, meaning of Yehuda and Yaakov, when they performed Chalitza, they freed only one widow, because only one of them was the true Yavama. So one of the sisters is certainly bound to the second set of brothers for Yibum, and therefore is Zekuka, and the other is the sister of a Zekuka. So what should we do if Kabu Shnayim V'Choltzu, if let's say Yehud and Yaakov perform Chalitza on both of the sisters, on Leah and Rachel, you should not have Shmuel and Shalom, each one marry one of the women. Ela echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. In such a case, one brother should perform chalitz with one of the sister, and the other should perform yibum. So if she's his brother's widow, he's doing yibum properly. And if she's the other man's widow, so she already had chalitza from his brother, from the other brother, and can marry anybody. And then Mishnah says, what if the last two brothers didn't ask the court about what to do? They performed yibum, each of the two widows. Once again, ein motzi in biadam. We don't take the sisters away. We don't force the brothers to divorce them based on what we've discussed several times already. Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches. Mitzvah bagadol yabim. Person who dies without children. He has several brothers. The mitzvah is on the oldest of the brothers to perform yibam or chalitza based on the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tse. V'haya habachor asher tele. Now, the literal meaning of this pasuk is that the firstborn, that's a child that's born from this new union, from the brother who did Yibum and the sister-in-law, Asher Teled, will now be named Yakum Al Shem Achiv Hames, etc. But Chazal Darshan, that's not what that means. It means the Bechor, rather refers to the Bechor of the brothers. The old, now if he's not going to do Yibum, so then we have another brother do it. But the mitzvah is on the Gadol Shaba'achim, and he's the one who should be, the one who is Yakum Al Shem Achiv Hameis, meaning the one who normally gets the Nachala, so he's the one. He's the one who should be the one to do so. And this can be understood based on the psukim as well. If when you look at Parshas Ki Tse, that we should understand the firstborn habachur refers, again, not to the child born from the Yibum, but to the firstborn among the surviving brothers. When it says, Asher Teled, the woman will bear, that should be understood as describing the Yavama, that she is capable of bearing children, and not an islandess, let's say. And therefore, the pasuk continues by telling us that the firstborn brother should be the one that will succeed in the name of the deceased brother, meaning he, the Yavam, will serve as the deceased brother's, he will serve in place of him, almost like a surrogate, and inherit his property when he performs the Yibum. And that's why, and that's what Bechor means in this context. That's the drasha. So again, mitzvah v'agodol yabim, but v'imkada makatan, zacha. But if, let's say, the youngest went ahead, youngest of the children, and performed yimah before the first one did, so then he's the one who's zocha in it. He gains the mitzvah. His yimah is valid, and every brother, and now everyone is exempt. Then the Mishnah says the following: Hanitan al hashifcha v'nishtachra. One who is nitan, here it means to be accused or be suspected. And this is someone who's suspected of having had relations because of an accusation made against him with al hashifcha, related to a slave woman. He's suspected of having relations with a Gentile, a slave woman, v'nishtachra. But she was then set free. Well, once she's emancipated by her Jewish master, so then she has a full status of a Jewish woman. So then potentially she could be married to a Jewish man. So maybe the Mishnah is going to tell us that he should not marry her. Or al anachris, a person, let's say there's suspicion that someone had relations with a non-Jewish woman, miniskaya, and then she converted. Hare ze lo yichnos. Although she can marry a Jew, this person, the man suspected of intimate relations with these women, are not allowed to marry them even after their emancipation, even after conversion, because people now really believe that that their suspicions are correct, and therefore he should not. Vim kanas, but if he did, so ein motzi and miyada, we don't make them get divorced. It's true, we want a person to have a proper reputation, but nonetheless, we're not going to destroy a marriage. The basis of the suspicion of not allowing them to marry based on this suspicion is based on Pasuk and Mishlei Perek Dalid. Hasir mimcha ikshus peh, remove from yourself distortion of the mouth, uluzus svasayim, and perversion of the lips, harchek mimcha, you should distance yourself from that. So that's the lichatchila. But once, if they got married, ein motzi miyado. Hanitan aleishes ish. Let's say you have a case with someone who's suspected living with an eishes ish, another man's wife. Havotziu amitachas yado. And they compelled him to divorce her, meaning he committed adultery, let's say he was suspected with another man's wife, and therefore compelled that husband to divorce her. The Chachamim did that in order to, because of this adultery. Since she's Asr Labal and Asr Laboel, Asr to the husband and Asr to the one with whom she had relations, so they make sure to get that she leaves to get divorced from the home. And now the court requires this divorce on the basis of the witnesses. Now, that what kind of witnesses do we have? We don't, this is only suspicion. So it's based on the fact that maybe they saw what we call kior, which is something ugly, something completely inappropriate, which is only circumstantial evidence, which may indicate adultery. That would be sufficient. The Gemara describes, they see a man leaving her bedroom, and then afterwards she's putting on her clothing. The Gemara discusses that on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So in such a case, Hanitan Aleishes Ish, here we have, and the Baraita says, because of this, and vahalach zev anasa, and now this Boel went to marry her. So says the Mishnah, afal pisha kanas yotzi. Here, in such a case, we say even though they got married, he has to divorce. Even if the suspected adulterer already married the woman after her divorce from her husband. Here, it's not like the previous case. This we take more seriously because a woman who commits adultery and there now is forbidden to her husband, also Laboel as well, so we actually take her out of that marriage. We take that a lot more seriously. The Baruch Tanur quotes, based on the Psukim, it says in the context of a Sota, it said, Nitma'ah, she became impure, literally, twice. And we learn from there, Echad the Baal, the Echad the Boel, but this is only if someone was accused on adultery, Eishes Ish. But let's say someone who's a single woman. So then we say, in fact, there may be a mitzvah lichnos, even a mitzvah for them to get married, as we have when it comes to an onus in a case of rape, where we say velosi elisha. So maybe the case would be, we would say that as well in a case of a penuya, having relations with a penuya with a single woman.